Merry Christmas!
Santa!
Where's my whiskey?
Oh! Santa, that's milk and cookies! Are you okay, Santa? You just tripped over our fireplace.
That's not our fireplace, that's your mother.
I don't understand. Why is Santa so mean?
Give me your presents.
Santa, you're supposed to give us the presents.
No, I'm asking you for your presents here.
Oh, that's a homonym.
I'm not real.
Is this a dream?
Dreams aren't real.
Boo!
Are you a ghost?
Santa's not real.
Wow. welcome to Nerds IB.
Don't do Santa Claus and podcasts. Word of advice.
Was that like don't drink and drive?
I was trying
don't,
to say.
Don't Santa and podcast.
Don't Santa and podcast.
hello, everyone.
Hello.
This is Nerds Eye View. This is a special Christmas episode of Nerds Eye View.
Charisma edition.
Charismas. Yeah.
It's the Charisma Game of the Year edition.
You know, a lot of people, they don't say Christmas. They just say holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And
we're specific?
We're just going to say Christmas because none of us are Jewish.
Although...
We all look at Jordan.
Although secretly, I feel like you're Jewish, Andrew.
You always say that. I think you're being... horribly stereotypical.
Okay, this is a fact because I am being horribly stereotypical. But you know things about money. You're good with money. You can work an Excel spreadsheet.
Look, I wasn't gonna call you out on it this hard, but you're calling yourself out, so that's good.
You say "Oy vey" a lot.
Hey.
You say
he's got you there.
You say when we do things, it is kosher.
Look, I say "Oy vey" as a reference to Gilmore Girls. Do you remember Oi with the poodles?
No, I don't.
Yeah, that's a good one. And then I never say kosher. You're the one who says kosher.
I don't feel that's kosher at all.
But I do like their hot dogs.
Oh yeah, Hebrew International. They make
some good hot dogs. Yeah.
Yeah, those are good.
So this is a hot dog podcast.
I'm your hot dog bratwurst.
No, this is a podcast about movies and a little bit of television and. Things like that.
But it's a holiday edition.
Yes. We're only going to talk about Christmas things.
Can we get sued for singing that? That's why I hummed
you
it.
Just got sued.
And by hummed, I mean dee-dee-dee-dee.
Don't do that.
What's your name, sir?
Jordan.
Hi.
I'm Andrew.
I'm Santa Claus. But when I'm not playing Santa Claus, I'm playing a guy named Matthew.
You know, it's funny. It's
I'm
it's,
also not real.
It's been a while, and I just keep. I thought you were going to say Matt, but you said Matthew. If you said Matt, I would have launched into the "Shut Up, Leonard" thing. Anyway.
No, no,
no.
I like to introduce myself by my first name, my full name, which is also part of my first name. It's Don Roberto Santiago Obispo
Luis.
Rosenstern.
Okay.
Guildenstern?
I was trying to do that, and I think I combined Rosencrantz and Guildenstern.
Yes, you did. You did.
So none of this is Christmas related.
It is Shakespeare related.
Where's my notes?
'Twas the night before Christmas.
All right.
Is that Shakespearean time?
So it was the night before Christmas. I'll release this tomorrow. So this is Christmas Eve Eve.
Oh man, that blew my mind for a second. I was like, tomorrow's not Christmas Eve.
Oh,
crazy.
My God.
That's like next
I'm
week.
I'm not done shopping.
He hasn't even started.
Stop time.
This is not that kind of movie.
Oh,
it's like the Tomorrow People.
I don't have that.
So let's open up with any holiday movie traditions.
Jordan, go.
When I was young, we did the, the claymation Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, like many of us have to.
There's a company
children.
That bought that, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's a company.
Because we had those on VHS.
Yep.
There's a Frosty one and a
Yes, I remember Rudolph. Frosty one.
They're
too,
called Rankin Bass.
Okay.
That's the company. That's the like the style, the puppet claymation ones.
That's one. Yeah. Okay.
That's definitely, I'm going to talk about some of those.
That was basically it. And then as we got older, it started being more about let's open presents. Let's watch whatever. You know, you see, when I was young, it was open one present, in the evening before
Christmas Eve,
we all get one present. It's usually something that we've all bought for each other. You know what I mean? Like, hey, here's the gift I bought you type of deal. And then the following morning, instead of having a normal breakfast, we'd have mimosas. And
you were a kid?
From how old?
When I was old enough to drink.
Oh, okay.
But,
so 12.
Well, my parents would have it before I was of age.
So they were having mimosas. You guys were having apple juice or something.
And then it switched into, exactly. And then it switched into champagne with fruit in them. And then we just watched whatever, like, marathon of whatever was on that morning. And while we were opening presents, you know what I mean? We'd do the opening presents thing. We'd have the camcorder, you know, for prosperity. Mm-hmm. Posterity, I mean. And
you were prospering.
You were prosperous.
Yes, I was prospering. Or prespering. Prespiring? What? word association? But that's basically it. I mean, it stopped being really about the movie itself and more of this is what we do while we watch a movie after we get done opening presents. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So it started being about a particular movie.
Hmm.
Matt?
Oh, God, you went to me.
To you?
This is what I remember. Like, I don't think, like It's a Wonderful Life. I never watched that until I got into the sixth grade. And then I got that Rocko's Modern Life episode where every time a gas cap is found, an angel gets his wing. your teacher's full of snot. I got that reference. But, like, when I was a kid, it was usually Charlie Brown Christmas. Like Jordan was saying, like, the claymation Rudolph. Especially the Rudolph. I don't remember too much for the Frosty, but I remember we had him on VHS. But we didn't do anything like the night before. Like, this whole doing thing the night before is like a foreign territory to me.
Yeah, see.
But I know a lot of people that do that.
It was mostly because we would go and meet with other branches of the family the night before.
The FBI, the CIA.
Yeah. And we'd all be together as, you know, like a big family group where there'd be like 20 of us. Mm-hmm. So that's when we do the one gift exchange.
Oh.
Sorry, I should have clarified.
No. That makes sense, though.
Yeah. So that's when we did the whole thing together as a big family, and then the following morning it was more about the little individual families.
Yeah, see, I don't have any family around. Like, all my family lives, like, back east.
Oh, okay.
And, like, Christmas Day, there was no movies ever. Like, during, like, TV was off, and it was all just about, like, hey, we got you this, and
we bought you stuff, so pay attention.
And I shredded through every present I ever got.
Yeah.
But I will say, like, the one movie that is like kind of stood the test of time in my family and was so much that we actually saw the sequel of it in the theater when we were in Arizona. Mm-hmm. Like going, we were spending Christmas over in Arizona, and my family, I've seen, nope. That's the only movie. Actually, I take that back. I've seen two movies in the theater with my family my whole entire life. I take that back. Only one.
Wow.
And that movie is Home Alone 2.
Oh, wow. New York.
But so Home Alone 1 is like every time it's on, that was what we all watched. And
yeah.
I know that movie, not verbatim, but close enough.
Yeah, pretty much.
You trout sniffer. And so the one time I remember ever seeing a movie with my family, my whole entire family, is Home Alone 2. And those movies are, I think, because they were like funny enough for the kids, and still, like, the adults could get something out of them. I think that those movies worked a lot, and I have fond movies of I have fond movies of the memories of them.
Good.
So much so that I bought them, although I think I got Part 3 on Blu-ray, and I've never watched it. But I have, like, the whole entire Home Alone box set on Blu-ray, and I still watch them because it just reminds me of family.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
That's cute. What about your other one? We participated in your you guys did last year.
Yeah, and I'm sad because I don't know if it's going to work out this year. Considering if it did, it'd be after Christmas. But for like the last 6 or 7 years, I think now, I was looking for something to watch. Because I was kind of like, at the time, I was really like depressed in my life. And I was looking for something that would cheer me up that was, I guess, Christmas related. Mm-hmm. And I was listening to an episode, well, technically watching. I was watching an episode of Geek Drum at the time. And Dan Trachtenberg, he said on there, he's like, oh, I can't remember if he said he watched it or someone else watches Die Hard as like a Christmas movie. And I was like, wait a minute, that's not a Christmas movie.
Oh yeah, it is.
But then you think about it, it takes place around Christmas, and there's a lot of holiday, you know.
It's not just around Christmas, it's Christmas.
Yeah.
It's straight up Christmas Eve and Christmas.
There you go.
Because they're at a Christmas party.
That's true.
Yep.
The Gennaros are at a Christmas party.
Yep, Gennaros.
And so like for the last like 6 or 7 years, that's what I've been watching. Every year around Christmas is Die Hard, and it happens to be one of my favorite movies of all time. And then I can, that now I can kind of bring it into like a new tradition or whatever. Because usually every year, although I've kind of broken it this year, I usually watch my favorite movies at least once. I watch Patton, I watch Pan's Labyrinth, I watch Empire Strikes Back. There's some other, Kingdom of Heaven. I watch like a lot of those movies that I love just to like keep them in my mind. And Die Hard is one of them. And then when I started doing it as like the holiday thing, it kind of meant more. Because not only is it my favorite movie, but now it's like my favorite. It reminds, it, now it's something to look forward to during Christmas time. So yeah.
That's cool.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. I want to talk more about Rankin' Bass.
Okay.
Because.
I thought you said Breaking Bad.
Yeah. Because I love those so much. And I watch those all the time. You know, ABC Family does that stupid, where they re-air all the same Christmas stuff, and then Harry Potter movies get thrown in there because they all have snow in them.
Yep.
So they become like honorary Christmas movies.
During Christmas, yes, because there's snow.
Hilarious, but
so then we can do Canadian Bacon that has snow in it.
Yeah.
No, and Skyrim has lots of snow, so it's a Christmas game.
Yeah.
But I'd be able to watch them on there every year before. I now own a few of them on DVD because they're really great.
Yeah.
They did one called Jack Frost, not related to the Michael Keaton film where he's a the bad father and dies and becomes one?
I thought Martin Short was in that.
Who?
Martin Short?
It's Michael Keaton.
No, you're thinking of Santa Claus 3.
No, didn't someone do like a Jack Frost movie?
Yep. He played Jack Frost in Santa Claus 3. I know a lot about Jack Frost.
Okay.
But they Rankin Bass did a Jack Frost film, which I always really liked because
I think I've seen that too.
He fell in love with a woman and had to become human to like meet her, but he could only do it for a day, and then he had to like haggle with like the snow guy, like the guy in charge of snow, like, or Father Winter, I don't even know, but it was super weird. And it was narrated by a groundhog named Pardon Me Pete. Like, this is the thing about Rankin Bass stories. They were always narrated by someone, and it didn't matter. It could be, like, some random character that they just made up.
Yeah, they always make them so they're in the...
But this groundhog was related to Groundhog's Day. He's the groundhog that they all watch instead of Punxsutawney Phil, you know.
Punxsutawney.
This is Pardon Me Pete. And
that's
he makes
my favorite February tradition.
He has to make, like, a deal with Jack Frost about extending winter. So he tells, like, the groundhog, hey, don't see your shadow or whatever. It's pretty great. Another one that I always loved, and I don't own it, but so I'm sad, is called Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
I know the song.
The story about how the man became Santa Claus. They start with him as like a young man, and he was skinny and red-haired. It's crazy. And, but I always love it because there's a part where he meets, like a snow wizard who like somehow like forgets who he is or something. So he has to teach him how to walk again. And it's a really great song that goes with it. It's like, it says like, put one foot in front of the other. It's a really great song.
I'll have to take your word for it.
But yeah, there's a lot of, but they always have the weirdest plots, these Rankin Bass films. And the one that got really popular, it's so much so that it got like a kind of a sequel recently, was The Year Without a Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm. And that's the one where...
Year Without a Santa Claus.
That's the one
where there's the snow miser and the heat miser.
Okay, yeah.
Do you know about them?
Yep.
And so it's like Santa Claus is like, nobody believes in me, so I'm not going to give anyone presents. And then the heat miser and the snow miser like mess with the weather or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the weirdest story.
Yeah.
Like Rankin Bass was just making it up. And everyone was just along. Like, they were just like, yeah, this sounds right.
It wasn't really the stories that sold it. It was the way they did the claymation and everything.
Yeah, it was like little puppets. Like it was a really great look. Mm-hmm. And this never became a tradition, and I'm so glad for it. But one year, my family decided to watch a film called Christmas with the Cranks.
Oh.
You ever seen that?
I've heard of it.
That is seen not a good movie.
It. No, it's not.
That is, it's Tim Allen and Jamie
Lee Curtis.
Santa Claus
Lee
himself. Curtis.
Huh?
Santa Claus himself.
Jamie?
No, Christmas with the Cranks.
Oh, Tim Allen.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, but he is, yeah, he's
in
it.
He becomes Santa Claus.
Not in this film.
The Santa Claus.
Yeah, I know.
I know what I'm saying. Santa Claus himself.
It's, like, really dumb because they're not going to celebrate Christmas, and then, like, their daughter's going to come home and surprise them, and so they're like, oh, no, we have to cancel all our plans, put on Christmas. And, like, their whole town hates them because they're not going to celebrate Christmas. They're the one house not decorated. It's ridiculous.
Because they're cranky.
It's ridiculous.
That sounds dumb.
Yeah, so I'm glad that didn't become, like, a tradition.
Sorry, listeners, if you love that movie.
Like, what kind of did become a tradition, at least for my dad, was that he always watched the original Santa Claus. Like, he had that on VHS, and he would either pop it in or it'd be on TV.
The original Santa Claus? What are you talking about?
No, the Tim Allen.
Oh,
one.
Yeah.
Sorry, not the...
It's probably because he wished he would become Santa Claus.
No, because my dad loved Home Improvement, because, you know, Tim the Toolman Taylor built things, and he loved muscle cars, and that's what my dad loves.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad was like, oh, they built they designed a character on a show that's like me. Oh my gosh. But, so like my dad watched Santa Claus all the time, and I couldn't get into those movies. And then like it got to the point where he'd like buy the second one and then the third one, which had Jack Frost.
Yep.
That's what I'm picturing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Those movies never were funny to me, but you know what? A movie is like funny to me, but it's really dumb.
What?
For Christmas. And I haven't seen it in a long time, but it's Jingle All the Way.
Oh, sure.
And it's like, I think it's kind of cute in a sense, because it's like, you know.
Well, that's the one movie that properly displays the madness of Black Friday.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, of just
but
like.
But yeah, of Black Friday, yeah.
Of Christmas shopping.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And that was like before Black Friday was a thing.
Yeah. Because that movie is all about getting the one toy that everyone wants.
Yep.
And that was even before what Tickle Me Elmo.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, yeah. Tickle Me Elmo was the first big toy I remember.
Tickle Me Elmo was crazy.
Where everybody was like, I have to have this one toy. Mm-hmm. Flew off the shelves.
I didn't get it till like a year later, by the way.
And you were like 20.
I was probably like 12. I was old, too old for that damn thing, but I still wanted it. No, but like Jingle All the Way, like I think that's because like it endeared itself to like the kid inside me. Or when I was a kid, and it's like, what do you want for Christmas? Oh, I want like a Genesis or whatever. Like, I want this toy. And it's just, you know, you remember that. And I think that's why I've always kind of liked that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As
Dubstep Man plays.
You can feel it in your feet.
He's forever. Don't worry. He's not seasonal. He's forever.
Uh-huh. Jordan, do you have any other favorite holiday movies that maybe aren't traditions, but they're about the Christmas time? Even if it's not traditional, like Die Hard?
And there are a bunch of movies like that. I'm just blanking on them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe it's just because it has snow in it, but 101 Dalmatians.
Yeah.
The what?
101 Dalmatians.
Was that Christmas?
I don't think it had a lot of snow in it.
It
was very snowy.
Yeah, that's Christmassy.
It definitely felt like a wintry movie. And of course, Cruella De Vil would want to make herself a Dalmatian.
She's like the Grinch
fur coat. While you know,
oh, that's
Christmas.
Always a good one. The animated,
the animated one, Grinch, not the live action.
I never saw the live action.
As much
someone
as
tried
I,
to tell me that was a good movie, and I just shut them down.
I can forgive,
and I punched him. They don't exist
in his dirty Grinch face.
No, I can forgive the 2000 whatever Ron Howard version of a lot of things, just because it's Jim Carrey. Mm-hmm. But you can never compare it. To the
cartoon.
Animated one.
Yep.
Never.
Yeah.
Never, ever. Because
oh,
it's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
just to look at. It's great.
Yeah.
And like, it's just, there's no comparison whatsoever. But that film was like impressive at the time for like the weird makeup and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I feel like
it's like
a product of its time.
Yeah, it got a lot of notoriety because of that.
Yeah, the prosthetics and everything that it was doing was really cool.
I thought that was Jim Carrey with green makeup on.
No, yeah.
Hmm.
Yep. Yeah. I'm trying to think of another Christmas movie or movie around Christmas that.
Well,
we watched
who's
a lot.
That? Who's that guy who did Iron Man 3? That guy is famous for writing Christmas into each of his movies, like Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
I love Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
I don't know why, but terribly Matthew Vaughn popped in my head. That's not the guy.
No.
That's not even close.
Shane Black.
Shane Black.
Matthew Lillard.
God, just stop playing word association. Yeah,
Shane Black. Yeah.
Yeah, because Lethal Weapon.
Uh huh.
Lethal Weapon was a Christmas.
That's a good Christmas movie. Yeah. Not as good as Die Hard, one of the greatest movies of all time.
I forgot that he did Lethal Weapon. That makes me happy. Monster Squad. Oh, I loved Monster Squad. He did Monster Squad?
Sure.
Oh, that'll break
and
into
Last
something.
Action Hero?
Yeah, Last Action
Last
Hero.
Action
and
Hero's
A Long
so
Kiss Goodnight. That's a great Christmas movie.
I don't think I've seen that one.
You haven't seen A Long Kiss Goodnight?
Oh. Dude, read the book and then watch the movie.
Oh, man.
I like that movie a lot. Mm-hmm. But the book is great.
Yep.
But
that's some Gina Davis right there.
I mean, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Look at that. That's some Gina Davis
that's some
right
Gina
there.
Davis.
What?
Oh, she's the, oh, yeah. Okay, sorry. National Lampoon's Christmas is something.
Christmas
like,
Vacation. Yeah.
I watched that a lot, and as like a young kid, like 6 or 7, that was my first like look at like a women, like you know, because there's like that scene when he's on the highway. Or whatever, and then the guy in the like the car and the thing with the lady.
I don't even know what you're talking about anymore.
Oh,
have you not seen National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation?
It's been too long.
Uh-huh.
No, you need to see it.
I kind of like the other one, but the just vacation one,
regular one.
Yeah,
the first
where they go to Wally World or whatever it's called.
Wally World, yeah.
Oh man, I like that one a lot.
I've seen a lot of those. Even the Vegas one is funny.
Yeah,
with Papa Giorgio.
Now I'm just looking at a list of Christmas movies because you all failed. Christmas Story?
I'm sorry.
Christmas Story?
Oh, yeah.
You'll shoot your eye out.
That's everyone's.
Never seen it.
Shoot your eye out?
What?
I'm not super fond of it.
Oh, hold on. A Christmas Story. I was thinking of Miracle on 34th Street. I don't know why. I've only seen Christmas Story once, and it was like a few years ago. And I need to watch it again because that is fun. That's like kind of twisted a little bit, but fun. Miracle on 34th Street. Never seen it. List some more Christmas classics. I'll tell you, I never seen them. I don't know why my parents hated me as a kid. They didn't want me to watch Christmas favorites.
Oh, Love Actually?
That's a movie.
I listened recently to our episode where I reviewed that in length and detail, and I hated it. But yeah, I gotta stick with hating it. I'm gonna keep going. We're all clicking through lists. Is that what's happening right now?
I'm just waiting for you guys to say something.
Just keep clicking.
Batman Returns.
What? Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, sure.
Batman Returns.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay.
That the last good Batman movies of the original set.
Even before Dark Knight, you know, that was after that it started to taper off. After Batman Begins, it started to taper off.
How do we feel about Elf? I like Elf.
No.
Elf,
no.
Yeah. I like Elf.
So cheesy. I don't like that. That is free on Google Play right now, and I won't even download that.
I like Elf. Scrooged.
Oh, sure.
With Never Bill seen Murray. It. I'm sorry.
That's a good one. You know,
man.
I always have to prefer, though, of that Christmas telling, of the Christmas Carol retelling, I always prefer a Muppets Christmas Carol.
Well,
the Muppets Christmas.
Well, that's because Muppets win 10 out of 10 times. But
how many
but when
times
it really
is
comes
that?
Down to it, Scrooged.
But yeah,
that's
you gotta
such
love,
a good telling.
You got to love Ghost of Christmas Future as a TV screen.
Yeah.
That's trippy.
Yeah, it's
that
right.
Gets you.
It's right on the nose.
Yeah.
It's so great. And according to this list, I'm looking at Trading Places.
Yeah. Oh, Trading Places. That's a good Christmas.
That's a fantastic. That is, I mean, just that scene where he dresses up as the Santa to get into the party, and he's drunk.
Ish.
Yeah.
It's been too long since I've seen that. I'm sorry.
Trading
Places.
Then
we got Bad
Santa.
Movie.
I never saw that.
I never saw that, you know?
Really?
I always wanted to.
That's a movie.
That got a lot of buzz, like, after it came out.
Mm-hmm. It was funny.
According to this list in Bruges?
Oh, no. Here we go. Here's another. No, I totally forgot about this. This was a Christmas tradition in my house. Gremlins.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. The first time I ever watched Gremlins.
He's in the second
one. Messed me up. And for the longest time.
The sequel to the Gremlins. I did connect it to the new batch.
I did connect it to Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
That's a scary movie as a child.
It's a pretty freaky movie.
I vaguely remember.
Were the bodies in the Christmas tree? Spoilers, but holy crap.
Spoilers. Oh, my gosh.
Well, they throw one in a blender. I'll never forget that for my whole life.
Yeah. Man, I love Scrooge.
We're just doing our clicking now.
How do I find it? I want to find Scrooge.
I'm just tapping.
Let's advertise Scrooge.
I'm going to watch it while we're...
Oh, come on.
Is that online? What? Is that like Netflix? I'm looking for
it. Ooh. Watch now on Instant Video, $0.
On what? On Amazon?
Watch now. Oh, Prime Instant Video.
Yeah!
You guys just keep going. I'm going
to
watch
Scrooge. Oh, come on. Don't do this to me.
Look that up. This is awesome. A terrible podcast.
Okay, so are we
tapped? Reactions while we're watching it. Ooh, ha 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 ha. Ooh.
Are we tapped out on favorite Christmas movies?
I think so.
Of the rest of the list that I went through, I didn't see any other ones.
I kind of think like movies that are linked to holidays can be like a little weird or overrated in ways.
Yeah.
Like
if the movie is specifically designed to attach to a holiday.
Yeah, like if it's in
it
the
can
title,
be very bad.
If it's in the title, it's like ooh, that gets risky. Like Leap Year. Remember that movie came out on Leap Year?
Yeah.
No one's going to talk about that for another 3 years.
Yeah, no one gives a crap.
I'll see you in 3 years.
Exactly.
No, one of my favorite Christmas moments was like right after high school. I hadn't seen my friends in a while. And we all got together on Christmas Day and we watched the remake of Black Christmas.
Sure.
And I thought that was going to be garbage. And it turned out being like a real fun movie. And that was like a night where after we had all got together at the theater, and then afterwards we went and like ate at like, you know, a diner or whatever. But like we caught up and we hadn't seen each other. And I always remember doing that because of that movie. Whenever I hear Black Christmas, like I think of not the horrible deaths in that movie, but like just friends in general, and which is kind of ironic. But that movie is... I need to go back and watch that. I was probably, you know, like, what, 19 at the time.
Did you ever want to see the original?
Yeah, and I never ever did. Yeah. It's just like we were Fright Night?
Yeah.
I want to see the original Fright Night. Yeah.
Oh.
Just made me forget everything I was going to say.
Dubstep.
It's a dubstep, man.
No, it's not the dubstep. It's Matt. He just looks at me, and I look into his eyes.
And you just get lost.
I get Christmas time.
And all of a sudden,
oh, didn't you
want to
see? This is what I was going to say. Didn't you want to see the film that came out like a year or two ago called Arthur Christmas? Did you ever see that?
Arthur Christmas, as Tom put it. Yeah, no, I did when we trailer trashed or treasured it. And I thought maybe like it would have promise. I think that's what I said. Uh-huh. I probably said it.
I think it came from the same
studio is Wallace and Gromit, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Except it's their CGI branch.
Ranch.
Ranch dressing.
they farm them.
I don't even know what that means. Are you really watching Scrooge? Stop it, Jordan.
No, I'm not watching it.
Bullshit.
He's over there looking at something.
It's like that one time you guys were doing like Guess the Ending and I was watching, what was that one document you were telling me about as far as Prisoners was concerned?
Oh, sure. Cropsy.
Cropsy. I was watching Cropsy while you guys were doing
You're
it.
The worst.
I still haven't gone back and seen it, though.
Creepy.
Just the beginning of that documentary freaked me out.
Yeah, it gets
like,
creepy.
Oh, it's a local legend. And we're freaked the heck out.
We're talking
about
Christmas
it.
Now, though.
Yeah, I know.
But so are we still?
No, I'm done. I just remembered that. Black Christmas. You should check it out. Especially if you're like a teenager. It's fun. Before you're like your... What was the one that horror movie that kids could see in the theater that was like earlier this year, like 4 or 5 months ago?
We talking about horror?
Horror movie.
About Christmas?
No. It just came out in the theaters maybe 3 or 4 months ago.
The Haunted House or the other one?
I don't know. What's the other one?
Scary Movie 5 or something?
No, it's a horror movie. But it was PG-13, so like teenagers could see
it. Oh, The Conjuring?
Conjuring, maybe. No,
that was pretty messed up.
No, it wasn't Conjuring. It was a sequel to something.
What does this have to do with anything?
I don't know. No, my point is that...
I don't know.
My point is that, like, if you're a teenager and you saw, like, whatever that movie was that I'm thinking of that came out, like, in October or November, you should see Black Christmas, because you would have fun with it.
Oh.
I can't remember what that horror movie was, but, like, if you're thinking of, like, a holiday movie to get to, like, oh, we watched this movie and it was fun, Black Christmas.
Uh-huh.
The remake, not the original.
Okay.
I can't endorse the original because I haven't seen it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move along a little bit past Christmas into New Year's. Does anyone have any New Year's resolutions that are related to films?
Oh.
I'll mention I had a New Year's resolution 2 years ago for 2011 to watch 500 films, and I did it.
It was so amazing.
Humble brag.
No. Not even
no, I'm just that. I'm mentioning it just because that's like
it was. It was a
that's
New
how
Year's...
crazy it was.
But like the coolest thing to me about doing that was just listening to you. I was there for all of them. Like your reviews of all of them, and like it was a lot of fun because there were movies that I had never heard of that like you told me about, and I like write them down on my sheet, and I'm like, okay, I had to watch them, and then I got to review them, and because of that, you know, and so like that's a really good New Year's resolution as far as like films are concerned.
Because I think, and also we're all film fans, but yep. We all know that we have weak spots where we're like, oh, we haven't seen a lot of films in this genre, or mm-hmm. I need to catch up on this director, this mm-hmm. writer, or you know, I need to learn Peter who these Fonda. People are so that I can play the Leonard Maltin game.
Yeah.
actors aren't important.
but yeah, it's like it's a time where, you know, Tom would say this, you know, it's a time to take stock what's going on.
Take stock, yeah.
And you know, make a list, check it twice.
Like
be naughty or nice.
You guys have already mentioned things like Gremlins. I watched that when I was a kid and I don't remember anything.
You ever see
of
the
it.
Sequel?
I've seen the sequel and mm-hmm. I don't remember anything because mm-hmm. I saw it when I was really young.
Mm-hmm.
And Scrooge, I've probably seen bits and pieces of it, but I don't remember it. And
that was before there was a million Scrooge versions.
But no, with the Bill Murray, like that's just Bill Murray in general, like outside of Ghostbusters and Groundhog Day. I can't tell you much about that guy.
Man, aww. He's got some amazing movies.
Except for what's that one you
Lost
told me about?
Lost in Translation. ScarJo?
That one, right? Yeah. but like
Caddyshack.
Never seen it.
Yeah, it took me a while to get to Caddyshack.
Start listing other
like
movies
year.
From the
really?
80s.
Yeah. Oh, that's
Start,
so good.
No, hold on. Start listing movies from the 80s, and I will tell you that I have not seen.
Well, any John Hughes film. 16 Candles.
Nope.
Wow. There's
Breakfast
a, there's,
Club.
Yes.
There's a massive amount of movies in the 80s that are.
What's Why can't I think of the names?
She's Having a Baby?
I just know. I think that's one of his.
No.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Bits and Pieces.
How about Groundhog Day? It's not from the 80s.
That's like 92.
93.
93, okay.
It's good, though.
Only the Strong of Groundhog Day, 1993. My goodness, that was a great year. But, like, no, there are a lot of movies.
Stripes?
Nope.
Oh.
You know what's weird? I should watch Stripes again, because a lot of people complain about, like, the third act is kind of weird in that film. And you know, when I was watching, I was like, this is weird, but I like it.
Yeah, it's a good weird.
Because it takes a turn. It's like the story's about one thing, and then like halfway through, they're like, oh, crap.
Marches
it's
in
really
a different direction.
Oh, here's another one that you guys would be like, oh, is what's the fraternity one?
The fraternity.
Animal House?
Animal
School?
You've never seen
Animal House? House? Nope.
Shut your well, that's from, I don't think that's from the 80s.
It's like late 70s, but to me, it's like the 80s.
You just take those decades and
you just say, anything I haven't seen is from the 80s.
Pretty much.
78.
So is that going to be
so
your resolution
wagon,
to watch your 80s one?
And
are you gonna keep track or make a list? Or,
oh, I will
or
keep
have
track.
Like an essentials list?
Yeah, okay. Like where would you make that list from? Because there's a lot of great movies from
the
70s
I'm actually looking at something right now.
I'm going to take it.
Flick chart.
I'm going to take it the way that Tom did it. And
I got to make the chart.
The way that I want to do it is I want to watch all the best picture winners of the 80s. Because I feel like those are the most important movies. And then I want to see.
You could do worse.
And then I want to
put
see,
it that way.
And then I want to see some of the noms. And then I want to see like the teen comedy or whatever, you know.
Yeah, I'm just saying if you look at like best pictures, you're kind of missing a segment of the population because the best picture winners aren't necessarily the best movies from that year.
Not the best movies, but
I mean,
they were up
cult
there.
Classics.
Yeah, there's a difference between critically acclaimed and award winning and audience favorites. And
I mean, there
like
is
that.
Something in, like cult classics like in the '80s that I have not seen. Like, what's the one that you like that has like all these weird people and it has a funny name for the title?
Are we talking about the '80s still?
Yeah.
I'm gonna need more description.
I was gonna say Banjo Kazooie, but it has like a weird funny title like that.
Oh,
come on.
It's not that great. Come on. The one,
come on.
God, Banjo-Kazooie was a good clue.
Thank you.
Bonsai. Buckaroo Bonsai.
Buckaroo Bonsai. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
And the, what is it, ninth dimension or something?
Yeah. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, yeah, of course. No, I got that one down. That's good.
Full Metal Jacket.
Blade Runner.
Oh,
what?
You haven't seen
Are you
going to
say no on Blade Runner? Are you going to say no right
wow.
now?
Wow.
Okay, so...
Don't you love Harrison Ford?
I do love Harrison
And you love Ford. Ridley Scott?
I don't even know how...
That's a winning combo.
I had never seen it until like maybe 6 or 7 years ago, and I tried to sit down and watch it, and like I fell asleep watching it, and I just sent it back to Netflix.
I'm going
to
kick you.
It's got a slow
because it's really slow.
But he loves slow movies.
It's amazing.
I don't think I appreciated it at the time. And so like something now, especially the what is it like the director's cut or something is the one that everyone says is like the best edition that you're supposed to see.
I can't remember what the last edition I saw was. There's like two or three editions.
The last time I saw it was on HBO or whatever.
There's one that has voiceover that people don't like. Right, the voiceover is the bad one.
Yeah, the one that has a lot of random. Yeah, there's one that has extra voiceover.
There's one where they made Harrison Ford record like voiceover parts to like so people weren't confused by what was happening.
And
it kind of made it worse.
It was like years later.
Oh, voiceover.
It
sorry.
Was years
I was
later.
Dubbing.
No, it was years later, and it just sounded
so like the opening part.
Felt really weird
when the camera pans down and he's eating. Like the voiceover says, "Like I was eating cold sushi. Cold is my marriage." Like it was really terrible.
Yeah,
like, it's really bad.
Is Prey 2 that one that everyone was like comparing to Blade Runner, but it got canceled?
Yes.
Okay, that's especially why I wanted to see like rewatch Blade Runner.
Yeah, because he's like a detective, but in Prey 2 you were a bounty hunter.
Yeah.
In an alien city. How about The Untouchables?
Oh, I own that. Yes.
Yeah. Stand by Me.
I've only seen it once. Nope.
Wow.
The Blues Brothers.
Okay. No.
I've only actually ever seen parts of that.
You guys mentioned
how about Airplane?
No.
Oh.
I seen a little bit of Airplane too, but you guys mentioned Monster Squad. Never seen that.
Yeah, I haven't seen Monster Squad.
I have
it.
Man, it is such. As a kid in the 80s, that's one of the best movies.
The only thing I know is Wolfman Got Nards.
Yep.
You saw Scarface, right?
Yeah. I reviewed it on the show.
I still need to see Brazil.
Never seen Brazil.
Goonies.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Brazil's really good.
I got junk.
I need to watch it.
I love all Terry Gilliam stuff.
How about Predator? The original Predator.
I need to rewatch it.
I've never seen it.
You know what's really sad?
I made Christine watch it the other day, and she's like, that was a really good movie.
Oh, yeah, it's really
good. And it's just Arnold freaking being
And I wanted
Arnold.
To watch that, and I also wanted to watch the recent one. Predators?
Predators. Yeah. That one's pretty good, because it flips it on its head.
You know what's really sad is I've seen more of the Danny Glover, like Predator 2, than I've seen of the original.
You need to watch
that. Because those movies were always on Channel 13.
Have you seen
This is Spinal Tap?
Nope.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of movies. That's why I like.
We got to fill you in.
More than anything
we'll make
else,
you a list.
I wanted like you got make me a list. Mm-hmm. Give me like 10 movies
Evil
each.
Evil Dead 2.
No,
not more than 10 movies each. We got to give them like 20 movies each. Oh, there's going to be some overlap.
Okay, then give
Man,
me 20.
There's some, there's
give
some,
me 20 movies each. I'll
there's
take 20
some Ghibli
movies,
movies he missed, like Miyazaki, Valley of the Wind,
I've never
Castle
seen
in the Sky, My Neighbor Totoro.
Me playing Ni No Kuni is the only Ghibli I've ever done.
How about An American Werewolf in London?
Nope.
That movie's crazy.
Never seen that
you never seen that? It's crazy.
Never seen it. I've seen Paris.
Well, that's my weak point is horror films, and I've been trying to get a little better with watching
horror films. I've seen all the Halloween movies.
Hold on, Dead Poets Society.
Nope.
Oh, what?
Oh.
Who are you?
The Road Warrior.
Nope.
Yeah, well, this is just some Woody Allen, Hannah and her sisters.
Woody Allen is a very,
So not Caddyshack?
Nope.
Not Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Very little of
that. Oh, God. Okay.
Very little.
Where's the drum?
I know you own it. And you could lend that to me.
I would say
Okay. Hold on. Akira.
No.
No, that's a hard-to-find film, actually.
But,
they don't have it on Netflix.
Seriously, just go into your guys' collection. Yeah, okay. I remember Big. Yeah.
Big.
That's
Big,
how I know Chopsticks.
How about Big Trouble in Little China?
I own that,
Of course.
Yeah.
Beetlejuice?
Yeah, the Beetlejuice is good. Okay. We're good on that. But my family watched that a lot.
I was about to leave.
I always remember the end. Whenever I hear shake, you know, I think of the end with the football dancers and everything. That sounded like strippers that were football players.
Trading Places.
Nope. Oh, well, I've seen bits and pieces of Trading Places.
Oh, you haven't seen the whole thing? Oh.
I just don't remember it that much. Like, Brewster's Millions. Like
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, but I need to watch it again.
Yeah,
no. I just remember... The only thing I remember from Fast Times at Ridgemont High is when he's giving the test grades back and he just go F, F, C, B, F, C, D, D. What are you guys on? Dope?
The Fly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Beverly.
But what's his, what's his name that did that? Cronenberg?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm really weak on him. I've seen...
He's pretty great. Videodrome. You need to watch Videodrome.
I was just going to say Videodrome.
You need to watch Videodrome.
Okay, so I only have two more.
Wait, I got Spaceballs.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah. Don't worry about all that.
All right. Beverly Hills Cop.
No.
Man, Eddie Murphy when he's fantastic.
Any of I've never those. Seen the sequels.
Oh, it's really good.
I kind of want to get into the sequels.
The sequels are good.
Yeah.
Because they get more and more ridiculous.
Right?
And every character embraces how much more ridiculous they become. And it's just funnier.
Because I love in the first one, the like art museum guy that he meets like right away. He's like, has like a weird accent. It's just like a freaking wacky character. Yeah. And it's just like, this is what I want.
No,
in
no
a
one
movie.
Cares. No one
this
cares.
Is what I want.
Yeah. Those movies had a lot of swearing. And my parents would let me watch.
Okay. All right. And then here's one.
That's why I never watched Die Hard 2 for a long time.
Here. So let's see if you can get this. James Cameron.
Terminator?
Oh,
1989.
The underwater one.
Yep.
The Abyss.
The Abyss.
Nope. That's pretty good. Such you, a but cool you got to watch movie. Like the director's cut.
Yep.
Isn't that the one they made a video game? Like what happened afterwards on The Abyss? Or am I thinking of the David Carpenter one? The one in the snow with... What's his face?
The Thing?
Yeah, yeah. You're thinking of The Thing.
The Thing, yeah. It is The Thing. They made a video game with The Thing.
Yeah, they did a video game of The Thing.
The Lost Boys.
Nope.
Oh, what?
Nope. That's such a that is
wait,
a
what,
hallmark...
what are your feelings on vampires?
I don't mind vampires, they're fine.
Okay.
Yeah, well this was when vampires were vampires and not freaking teeny heart
and not
and like you even get a little bit of Richard Gilmore
hold on,
in
hold
that.
On, hold on.
Movie.
Oh, really?
Hold on. That's pretty great.
Hold on. Clue.
Oh yeah, don't know. No.
Okay.
Jesus.
All right.
I watch Clue between Comedy Central and HBO. I've seen Clue so many times.
You should also consult Benson. He's big on these 80s
RoboCop?
Films.
The original?
I don't remember that.
We need to watch that because that still holds up, and it's a good thing to watch if we're going to review the new one.
Yeah, that's true.
That makes me sad. There's a new one.
It doesn't look bad. Top Gun?
Nope.
Oh, dude, that's...
Any what? Tom Cruise movies?
Adam would be disappointed.
Cocktail? Oh, nope.
Tom Cruise.
Adam loves Top Gun.
And Cocktail's great. Pale Rider?
Nope.
With Clint Eastwood?
Yeah. Yeah.
That is such someone an amazing
likes,
Western.
Yeah. As someone that likes Westerns, no. Like... My favorite Tom Cruise
his
movie
Pale
when
Rider,
he was young.
He's death. I don't know if you got that. Pale Rider.
Death. Is what's the one that I told you to watch? And it is based on a book. He's about a lawyer.
Lincoln Lawyer?
No, Tom Cruise is a lawyer. He's a young lawyer.
The Firm.
The Firm, yeah.
That's all right.
I love The Firm. I think it's a really good movie.
Okay. Here we go. Another comedy. Real Genius.
Nope.
Oh, that's so good. Real
so
Genius
good.
Is
that,
so
that
good.
That always comes
when
up
he was young.
On Douglas movies. That always comes up.
Oh, that's because it's so good.
Like
it's
once so every good. Five episodes, someone brings up Real Genius.
Because it's good.
Yeah.
I'm telling you guys, like write me a list of like 20 or 30 movies.
Yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to also consult with Benson. We're going to get you a real list.
The Jim Henson classic, Labyrinth.
Yes. And yeah. I recorded that. I
Field
did record
of,
it and
Field of Dreams.
That's one of my favorite movies of all time. You all stop right there.
I know, because it was baseball, so I was just tossing
that. And I like that more than Bull Durham. You take that to the grave.
I like
really?
I love.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I love Field of Dreams.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Well, Bull Durham is more about baseball, like minor league baseball and like just baseball in general, but like Field of Dreams has so much heart to it. It's about people.
Well, here's an 80s film that I know Matt loves, War Games.
You know what? I love it, but I don't remember as well as I should.
How about Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
I've seen those, and I don't remember them that well.
Okay.
Both of them.
That's okay. How about Highlander?
No. I watched the TV series a lot.
That was a freaking... That was an 80s...
Yeah, I remember a lot
that
of it. I remember a lot
ass,
of it. I don't know
an
80s all of it.
80s-ass 80s movie.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm done going through
Yeah, I think we've hit a lot of them.
I was
going to
say...
The Dark Crystal.
No. I don't even know what that is. That sounds like
Ben Kingsley Gandhi. The Never-Ending Story.
Okay, stop. Stop right now. But also, no. History of the World Part 1?
Yes, yes. I saw that in Freshman Focus.
We were about to have a problem.
Okay, stop
looking. No. I'm sorry. I confused that with The Gods Must Be Crazy.
What?
So he hasn't seen it.
History of the World Part 1 is really great.
I
always wish...
No, movies
no, wait.
It's Mel Brooks.
I review that on the show here.
Hold on.
Because I wanted a History of the World Part 2.
No. We've gone completely off track, so I just want to say something real quick. You need to say your resolution. I don't have jack shit because I've never done a New Year's Revolution my entire life.
Revolution.
Gonna? Never, probably never will.
Oh.
Because I don't really
Resident Evil Revolution.
If I'm gonna improve things, I'm going to improve them. I don't need to make some type of promise to myself like
exactly.
a child.
Well, okay.
I'm just messing with you.
I'm just saying for the sake of the show, like, is there any...
No. Yeah. I have an idea.
Okay, good.
So is there any that you've done movie related?
Oh, like, what do you mean? Ever?
Because he, yeah.
Ever? Like how he did 500? Yeah. No, not really. Well, It wasn't like
or
a resolution.
That you could tie into movies.
Like, it wasn't a resolution, but
a revolution.
It wasn't a revolution, but I made it like an emphasis to watch older movies.
All right, cool.
And I got like, I mean, I watched like M. I watched Metropolis. There were some like even older westerns that I hadn't seen that like normally I think I would have seen, like, just because my dad. I watched a lot of westerns and like old war movies with him. But one last thing on the movie thing, if you guys are gonna give me a list, like, you don't have to put them. Like, I would say, like, can you put like 1 through 30? Like, okay, this is you absolutely have to see, and just go down. You don't have to be like, oh God, I'm stressing over this, but just like kind of like a ballpark. Well, which ones are more important than others?
We'll figure it out.
Yeah,
I kind of want to group it by like a director or something.
That's fine.
So
that's
that you
fine.
Can get like a
yeah.
journey out of
well,
it.
Well, I kind of had an idea. Why don't we, as a group, make a resolution? And Matt's resolution can be to go through the 80s films, and then we can make resolutions for each other that we can sit down as a group and figure out our gaps in movies. And then we can make a resolution to make lists for each other, and we'll go through them as the year progresses.
Yeah, and because like that's kind of how mine started. Like, I just know that older movies are my gap, like my weakness. Mm-hmm. I don't know older movies, and so I thought, okay, let's start with the 80s, and I'll work my way back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
So how about that as a kind of a group resolution for the podcast for each other? We find out our weak spots or series or directors or whatever, and we make lists for each other and we go through it. And then that can be one of the things we talk about as the podcast progresses, is how are we going through our list? Have we watched anything from it? What do we think about it? Stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. Like, the only thing I could ever think for Andrew would be like action movies.
Well, like I said, I'm weak on horror, but
and horror.
And I've been watching horror movies my whole life. So we can figure that out.
All right. So let's do it. We're gonna announce our illustrious
no,
return.
It's lustful.
Lustful return.
I incepted that word into your head because I accidentally typed something in the chat that had illustrious in it.
I haven't looked at the chat.
I don't know where. Oh, over here.
Yeah.
You inceptioner.
I incepted that right into your head.
Loot crate.
Yeah. Sorry, I accidentally copied and pasted something from work.
So we will be returning. We want to drop the eps on Monday.
Yep.
So we'll be returning on January 13th.
Yep.
That's a Monday.
Someone knows Friday.
In a couple of weeks. So get ready. I think instead of doing a new review from that weekend, we'll each have possibly a different review of a film that we saw over the break.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because this is a big time for movies.
Yep.
And then sometime soon they'll be announcing like Oscar nominees, so we'll of course have to run that down.
Yep.
I'm so far behind on all those Oscar like noms that I'm really excited.
Well, they haven't even announced it yet, so
no. But like the ones that are getting the buzz, the ones that are getting the buzz. Like, I'm so looking forward to seeing all those.
Asleep.
12 Monkeys. Yeah.
12 Monkeys. Asleep.
Oh, let's watch that right now. Can
sorry,
we?
Sorry guys. Sorry,
everyone?
Sorry. Lots of apologies.
Are you apologizing for 12 Monkeys?
Yes, because I said a thing wrong. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry about it.
I didn't hear it, so it's
don't
it's safe.
It's okay.
I kept it
you
secret.
You are the
I
one editing
safe.
This podcast. That could just never happen.
Yeah, you can make me the one that says that.
You just have Elf funny. Say something funny.
So on January 13th, we'll be back. As Jordan drops his coaster.
I don't like this coaster.
Is that the Beatles?
Sorry.
Do you have a Beatles one too?
Yeah, it's the Beatles one.
Yeah, lousy Beatles.
All right.
They care about you so much they just hold on to the glass. Mm-hmm. Like, no,
they want
to
hold your drink.
No, don't drink anymore. It's not good for you.
So what should people do if they want to catch up with us? Where are you at, Jordan?
I am at Gamer Assault Weekly. I run the social media and community side. We've had a couple giveaways. We've got some Christmas stuff on there. I think we're going to be giving away some stuff for the new year. We just recently put through our LLC, so we're going to be officially be a company. Nice. By next month.
A company.
Company.
Comforting.
A cacophony.
It's comforting that you're a company.
And video games. As someone who comes from a video game background, I'd like to remind everybody that the Steam sale.
Steamers.
Hopefully this comes out before it ends.
Well, this comes out tomorrow.
Yes. All right. get on Steam. Go ahead and buy yourself Borderlands 2 Game of the Year Edition. Oh,
Borderlands.
The Borderlands.
Mm-hmm.
Tales from the Borderlands.
That's not out yet.
and you know, treat yourself, because you know what? You deserve it.
He's trying to pressure you into buying that so he can play co-op.
All right. I want to talk about another podcast I'm on that's called Shut Up Leonard.
Hey, hold on. Before you say
that's
anything
still
about...
happening?
Before you say anything about Shut Up Leonard, when I'm not participating in this podcast, I like to listen to other podcasts. And when I do, I choose Shut Up Leonard. Because you know what? Community season...
I don't know what you're talking about. Five.
Season 5 is coming in January. January?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Did anyone see Joel McHale's presence on the VGX this year?
Oh my god, yes I did.
That was by far maybe the most disrespectful performance I've ever seen anyone treat anyone in the history of TV. So
you need to
Him on Community, but
I like him everywhere but Community.
He was horrible.
Sure, I'm pretty sure it was a gag, but okay.
No.
I hope
that was YouTube that.
That was a
or
three,
if you want to YouTube
that was
that,
a 3-hour long gag of him not caring about anything.
Yeah.
That was just internet, I'm sure you've seen it. If not, go look it up.
I haven't
because
seen it.
That was rough.
Okay.
And just like, you've just stabbed me in the heart.
I watched it live, and it was harsh.
Okay.
I love Joel McHale.
So but now you're done shitting
on Community's
part
great.
Of the thing that I love.
No, Community's great, but holy crap, Joel McHale.
So Shut Up Leonard is a podcast that I do with Matt Benson where we talk about Community. We just wrapped up our season 1 recap episodes.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's cool. Can I say like at least noticing like season 1, I think that like one of the cool things you do with the show is you watch it normal and then you watch it with like the DVD commentary on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you give your takes on that. Mm-hmm. And especially like if you watch it, if you listen to that after watching like an episode and you got episode by episode, like it's kind of really insightful.
Mm-hmm. Cuz you're getting insight from the inside and then you're giving your own insight.
Yep.
And that's insightful.
So we will be doing the live. We're going to keep up with season 5 as it airs. The first episode of season, the first two episodes actually, they're dropping 2 episodes on January 2nd.
What?
So me and Benson are going to watch those, and then immediately after, we're going to do our episodes and drop those as fast as we can, so that you can get as much enjoyment out of them as possible. This will be just like when we were watching season 4, except we're actually probably going to enjoy it.
Yay!
I mean, honestly, we're really going to like this.
I just want to know. So. Can I be the water boy during those episodes when you're recording?
Nice.
Just like refill your water or your booze
please,
or whatever.
Benson is always Marco Rubioing it. He's always reaching over for a water bottle he can't reach.
Yeah.
Have you not been to his house?
No.
I've dropped him off
his house many times, but I've never been to his house.
It's just water bottles everywhere.
That's kind of like my
house. He doesn't trust filtered
tap water.
Yeah.
How my house is.
He wants to be Howard Hughes. It's okay.
You know what?
After watching that movie like a million times.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't doubt it that he picked up some mannerisms.
Let's keep it moving. What else? So Shut Up Leonard is at shutupleonard.com or benvnetwork.com/shutupleonard. We're also on Twitter. I think shutuplenpod is the Twitter handle for that. So check that out.
I feel like that's people who hate Leonard Maltin.
Matt.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dr. Nick.
Did you know that I have a friend? His name is Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Yes, someone got it. Okay, good.
What's happening?
He does...
Optigrab.
Oh.
I thought he wasn't writing for them.
He is a writer...
No, Cinema Beach.
For
but he just wrote for them.
Okay.
Oh, God, and he's so lucky. Everyone, if you see Tom, kick him and then hug him. He's lucky.
Oh, right, yeah. We'll save it.
We'll save it for later, like the week before. Optigrab.org. What is there, Andrew?
Everything he does. He compiles all of his writing there.
Yes.
At Optigrab. He compiles just everything he does, because he also does Oscar Buzz.
Yes.
He does recaps.
And I believe on Optigrab, there's his whole like thoughts of Breaking Bad, right?
Sure.
I think that's on Optigrab.
Optigrab compiles everything, so.
Because if he had thoughts and he wrote them, they'd be there.
Yeah.
That's where I'm going because I'm watching Breaking Bad right now. And I'm going to go back and read his thoughts on different episodes and shenanigans. At a restaurant.
Also, you should check out benvnetwork.com.
Where's that at?
That's
what? Where can they find that?
BenviewNetwork.com.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry. One more time for the heart Benview of hearing.
Network. That's our parent company.
.com.
.com. You should check that out. That's great. There are other podcasts.
Why now?
No, I was going to talk. I was going to talk about another podcast.
Things.
No,
I'm a big fan of the Matt and Brenda Wrestling Show.
No, you're not. You haven't listened to one episode.
I've listened to the first episode, the pilot, and they had emails on that show. Those guys are amazing.
How can you have emails when it's your first show ever?
That's how good they are. That's
Brendo's popular.
He's popular.
He's from Popsicles, which is also on the Benview Network. You know what else is there? Midnight Marinara. Have you heard about this?
I've heard about it, but I haven't listened yet.
This is David King. Mm-hmm. He takes creepypasta stories.
I've met him. Remember you at Cypress? Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
He's from Cypress. You know about creepypasta stories.
He's really nice.
No? You live on the internet. You argue with people on the internet.
I argue with dumb people on the internet, but I do not know what creepypasta is.
Why are you massaging your MacBook? It's like an internet story. God.
MacBook. That's mute, what it looks like right now.
I'm going to mute all of you right now. He takes creepy internet stories and turns them into radio dramas.
Oh, okay.
It's really good. He gets people to do the voices, so everything's very professional. It sounds great.
But like, David,
is it kind of like that commercial where James Earl Jones and what's his name read
that.
People's
nope.
Facebook responses nope. and messages on live TV?
I'm sorry, I brought up internet arguing. It's creepypasta. There's like scary stories.
Yeah.
Oh, actual scary stories.
Yeah.
Okay.
But does
like Slenderman.
cool. Thanks for. I'm not sleeping.
Does he like just speak on it, or he reads, or what does he do on it?
He acts as the. What do you call it? Who's the guy? The Crypt Keeper. He's like the Crypt Keeper.
Only because
he leads. He introduces the story, and then like actual people voice it.
I think he has a very good, unique voice.
He does.
And
should listen.
Yeah. So definitely.
He Crypt Keeps it. So that's BenviewNetwork.com/MidnightMarinara. And we're also all these podcasts are on iTunes. So, but for us, you should definitely like us on Facebook. Review us and rate us on iTunes, and keep listening.
MySpace,
subscribe.
MySpace, please.
Not MySpace.
Anyone?
We're not.
And we will see you on the 13th.
Bye.
Happy New Year.
Happy holidays.
I just had to make sure.
Oh, you are deep throat?
I
didn't know that. That's weird.
That actually explains a lot.
I only meet people in parking garages.
This podcast is a part of the Benview Network.
You can find this and other podcasts like it at BenviewNetwork.com.